With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the country is dealing with the effects of quarantining and people being forced to change their routines and spend a lot of time in close quarters with one another.
That's true. I know that the kids are already starting to kind of go stir crazy.
Okay. So, fortunately, schools are starting to send them work, so they'll have plenty to do in the house soon.
Yeah.
They'll start doing their homework and their schoolwork.
They don't want to do that either.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be confined with your kids.
You know, this is a great opportunity for teachers to remind the parents what they deal with every day.
Well, I think I already knew, and I respect the teachers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But
maybe some people who didn't will get a moment here to realize how much we owe our teachers for what they do.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it's just that even that part's difficult. I'm like, slow down on that homework stuff.
Well, there's no school, so they're expecting the kids to do the school at home. But I will say that there's another aspect to this that is driving people crazy, and mm-hmm. that is people in a family are forced to be together far more than they used to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they are having to learn how to get along in close quarters.
Right.
I have some tips for you on how to coexist with people in a quarantine.
Okay.
And let's just start right off the bat with a big one.
Uh-huh.
Before you get too judgmental on someone, keep in mind that you're probably a piece of garbage yourself.
That's true.
You're no perfect pickle yourself. And so you need to kind of ease up on the judging and look inward too.
Mm, I agree on that one.
Okay. They say another thing is don't be a disgusting slug. Even though you're in quarantine, don't wake up and throw on yesterday's clothes or some janky sweatpants. Take a shower, change, and do what you would normally do if you were going out. Now, I don't think I'm going to do that every day if I'm under quarantine.
I didn't expect you to.
But I probably think it is a good idea to do it every other day or something, a routine. Keep a routine going.
I'm not sure I'll do it at all.
Oh, well, you are alone,
I might put clothes on today.
That's true.
And I'll have on in 14 days.
Yeah, but you are living alone.
That may be even tougher than what we're dealing with.
Let me tell you, it's lonely.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very lonely.
And if he gets in a fight, it gets ugly.
I know, because I don't win sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. They say to vary your routine. Don't do the same thing every day. Change it up. Don't wake up, make waffles every day.
Yeah.
Make pancakes some days. Make French toast some days. Change it up. And that way, it's not quite as dire as it seems.
Now I have to go buy pancake mix and waffle mix.
No, never mind. Don't go. If you didn't buy it ahead of time, don't go out now.
Well, also, they're saying change it up, like you, with especially if you have kids, like have game days, like, you know, where you sit and do board games and stuff like that. They can do their iPad sometimes. And also crafts and stuff.
I've seen those little schedules going around social media.
Yeah.
Like, here's what you could do.
Yes.
You know, games, crafts, puzzles.
Uh-huh.
And those will probably make it for about 3 days, and then you'll be like, okay, that was fun for 3 days. Now what?
Yeah, give the kids Benadryl and go to bed.
Okay.
No, it's nap time. I got something on my schedule for you. Go to sleep.
All right, headphones. Yeah. Put on some music or a podcast. Listen to Hawk and Tom or B93.7 on radio.com and get away from the people that are driving you crazy. Just tell them, hey, I'm going to have a little me time here for the next hour. I'm on the headphones. I'm going to lay down and listen and tell them that that's your time. You need it.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. rotation time. And that means something kind of weird, but you go to different parts of the house at different times.
All right.
So maybe you've got that guest bedroom you guys never use. Mm-hmm. Maybe that becomes an escape room sometimes where you go in there. Or maybe you use a different bathroom than the one you always use. Just go down to a different toilet seat.
I'll use my guest bathroom sometimes. I feel like I'm out of town.
Yes.
Yeah, there you guys do it.
Yeah. I need to put my guest bed back up.
My son has discovered the guest bedroom now.
Yeah.
And they never thought about it, but now he's like, oh, this is a fancy room. That's because the bed's always made in that room.
Right. No one sleeps there.
It's always clean. He's like, I'm going to go to the hotel room.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the next, we're getting into some of the things when you're stuck with a partner and possibly kids, too. They say don't argue in front of the kids. Yeah. At least if you're going to, make sure you fight fair. Make sure that you aren't exposing them to something they wouldn't normally be seeing in your house.
It's hard to do.
Right.
Because you are confined.
Okay.
And so you want to get that frustration out. So let's go to the garage. Oh, hey, let's go to that fancy bedroom.
Well, I mean, you can step outside you can get in your yard.
That's true also. And that's on the list.
Yeah.
You're not confined to inside your house.
Right.
You're confined to your little area. And that means you can go in the front and backyard. In theory, you can even take walks down a sidewalk. You just don't want to be in groups of people.
Clean out your garage.
Okay, this is not sounding fun.
No.
But it's just something, I'm just giving you some things to do.
I've got lots of things to do that I probably won't get done.
And I would much rather have a list of things that are fun to do.
Paint the house.
No. All right. They also say that if you're in a relationship and you're with someone, be honest. Acknowledge up front, hey, we're stuck together right now more than usual. We don't have an escape valve. So let's try to be understanding of each other and know that we are going to have a tougher time. That way, if you do start arguing, you might go, you know what? This is probably because we're cooped up here. Mm-hmm. And maybe you don't take it as personal.
Well, and I'm glad they kind of get to see a picture of what we've lived with here on the Hawk and Tom Show for a few years.
Like we're quarantined 4 hours every day.
Every day with the same people.
Feels like 24. 24
does,
hours and four.
All right. Well, finally, they say have a safe word, a word that when you say it, it means let's just drop this right now and come back to it later.
Stop!
It needs to be a word that's maybe even funny, like Bozo the Clown or...
That's not a word.
Yeah, that's more than one word. You can have safe words. Maybe Mickey Mouse or something, but something that lets you go, okay, this person's overwhelmed. We just need to come back to this later.
I thought of Pumpernickel.
That's not bad, Cato. Pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel.
I'll be like, no, we don't have any pumpernickel. They didn't have it at the store.
I'm hungry. Where's my wine?
That's more than one word, too.
Oh, sorry. All right.
Cheers.
Yeah.
For Hawkins, cheer wine.
I know. It's the truth.
That's good stuff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.